Oisin, a new design, what do you make of it?
Yeah, it looks well. Fair play to O'Neill's and the County Board for getting it designed, getting it made. Looks well, looks fresh, and looking forward to getting wearing it now and next year.
Yeah, so it's a fresh jersey, and hopefully you'll get the right kind of results in it next year.
Yeah, and hopefully maybe it's a fresh start for us now going into 2024. As I said, looking forward to getting wearing it now and getting up and running for the new season.
Very good. I suppose you're been out a few weeks now with McCool's, a great journey with that. Did you get much of a chance to get the feet up, or are you back on to gym program or whatever the rest is now to get geared up to next year?
Get a bit of a rest after it. I suppose whenever things are going well, you don't want to really stop, to be honest. There's a week or two there of resting up, and then it's just kind of getting back to work and keeping the body right and keeping in shape.
Yeah, I suppose maybe unlike last year, you know, things were maybe a little bit slow and getting gathered up. But obviously, Jim McGuinness has been appointed a good few months ago now, and plans are in place, and it hopefully will give you a good solid foundation for the year ahead.
Yeah, exactly. It's a positive start. I suppose we were left in limbo last year, but with the delay in finding a manager, so it's great that selection and appointment has been done and it's in place already for us, and it gives us a chance now to already look ahead and plan ahead for next year, and more often it's good. It's a good start for us, so hopefully it keeps progressing now.
Yeah, because we just entered November, but you know it won't be too long before the McKenna Cup comes around and the start of the league, and you know, particularly the league, you know, you're going to have to be, you know, you're going to be wanting to be in the promotion shake-up. I'm sure you're going to want to get a good body of work done so that you're ready to hit the ground running.
Absolutely, yeah. Look, it's going to come thick and fast once the McKenna Cup gets up and running. And as we know now, the new competitions, the league, there's a lot more importance in the league and a lot more importance in finishing in the top half of your league to ensure you're in the Sam Maguire Cup. So, the games are going to come thick and fast. But sure, I mean, that's what we want now. Like, whenever we get up and running, that's what we're going to be aiming towards. And, very exciting now waiting on the games to come around and to get started into the new season.
Yeah, the championship draw was made a couple of weeks ago. You're going into Celtic Park to face Derry. I don't know if it was written in the stars that Jim would go up against Mickey Hart again, but you know, Derry have won the last two Ulster titles. They're a very formidable team.
Yeah, I suppose they're at the top of Ulster at the minute, so they're the team you have to beat. And if you want to win that Ulster, that Anglo-Celt, teams like Derry and Tyrone and etc., the teams you're going to have to knock down. And I suppose it's just straight into the thick of it in the first round, isn't it? You know, there'll be no easing in process. It's going to be fast and furious from the first round of the Ulster Championship. But that's the joys of the Ulster Championship. That's what it brings. That's the teams we have here. And it's exciting. It's definitely exciting. It's a good draw. So we'll be looking forward to it, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure it's probably a wee bit, you know, while you had a good run maybe in the round robin last year, the Ulster Championship was disappointing, losing to Down the first day out. And, you know, Donegal supporters have been accustomed to getting to Ulster finals and going very well in the provincial championship. And it's something that means a lot to the Donegal footballers.
Oh, it does, of course. There's heavy importance on the Ulster Championship. We had a great run of it from 2018 up as far as even to that 2020. That Cavan final, but look, last year was disappointing, the Down game. Obviously, we bounced back after that, but I'm sure we'll not be looking for an exit like that for next year. You know, we know what the Anglo-Celt means for Donegal people and the importance it has in Ulster. And listen, I suppose everybody will be looking to hopefully bring it back into the diamond. But no harder start than a game against Derry. So if you're going to win it, you're going to win it the hard way. But sure, listen, that's just the Ulster Championship. That's what it brings.
And I suppose, you know, you would have looked on as Jim McGuinness led Donegal to the All-Ireland in 2012, and I'm sure you were inspired by that. Have you had many conversations with Jim looking ahead to the next year, or where do you stand with him?
Yeah, it's funny. I was 11 or 12 when he took over, and you're kind of... That's the team you want it to be, the team that he brought along. So be very excited now to get working with him, to get under his guidance and get working with him. So I'll be very, very much looking forward to that. Having followed Donegal during those early 2010s, followed them religiously, so to get the chance now to work with Jim is is a great opportunity, and I'm sure it's not just me, I'm sure all the other lads are thinking the same too, so we'll be eager, we'll be keen, and we'll be looking forward to getting his under his wing.